I felt like I'm doing all the right things, God. I'm serving you in the church. I'm praying. I'm reading my Bible.
Keeping the faith isn't always easy. But no matter what, God is there for you all the time. I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Erica Willis describes her crisis of faith and God's goodness through it all.
I came to a point in my faith where I felt like I'm doing all the right things, God. I'm serving you in the church. I'm praying. I'm reading my Bible. But I'm ministering to these women at our church, and they're going through the same struggle over and over and over again. And it seems like we're almost powerless in our faith. And I couldn't figure out why. So I started digging into the New Testament, really reading God's Word, and seeing that the disciples back in Jesus' day weren't struggling with these same things. They, in fact, were walking in power. And so in this yearning of wanting more from God, I started getting up really early to pray at 5 a.m. and I would pray for an hour and say, God, I just want more of you.
And through her prayers of desperation, God heard and began working powerfully.
I don't know what that looks like, and I don't care what that looks like at this point in time, but I've done this Christian thing for a very long time, and I need more of you. And by consistently pressing into prayer every single day, I started to see God show up in amazing, incredible ways. And it launched a nationwide prayer ministry where there are several of us that keep each other accountable for this early morning prayer time. And from that came stories of things that were miraculous that God had done, how this consistent, bold, confident prayer has ushered in an incredible movement of God that I had never seen prior, even though I had been a Christian for years.
Like Erica, God will meet you in your time of need when you look to Him in prayer. Do you want to learn more about prayer and about walking with God? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.